Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Andrea, and her phone number that is 530-903-6326.
6326. Got it. Okay, you can proceed with the transfer.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, this is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards a claim to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Now, keep in mind this is a recorded line. Were you interested in starting a claim today?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And your first name is Andrea, correct?
Yes.
And what is your last name?
My last name is ACHTERBERG.
Got it. Achterberg? Sorry if I mispronounced that.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's
Okay.
okay.
Got it. All right. Well, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
No. Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with any law firms against any hair relaxer products?
No.
Okay. You've
I have
never
not.
signed documents, correct? Got it. Okay, and
No.
was it you that was using these hair straightening relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
It was. Got it. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
I was.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Thank you. Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. And when was this?
When was I diagnosed, or when was the surgery?
When was your
Or
original
which, what
diagnosis?
part do you want to know? Oh, it was April 26, 2024.
April 26, 2024. Okay, so it's just
Yeah.
middle, almost the beginning, middle of
Recent, yeah.
last year. I see. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And did you go through treatment? You said you had a surgery.
I did, yeah.
I
Yeah, I
see.
did go through treatment, yeah.
Okay,
The
and
treatment started right away.
it started right away. So, was it on the day of your
Yeah.
diagnosis or like a week afterwards?
No, April 28th, it was 2 days after.
April 28th. Got it. So they went straight to it
Yeah.
to remove it from your body. And did you go through any type of
Yes.
chemo afterwards?
No, I didn't go through the chemo afterwards, but I did have a lot of health problems, and I was on a strict regimen
I
of
see.
hormones and different meds that were given to me, and yeah.
I see. Okay. How are you doing now?
My life is not the same, but I'm alive, so
Yeah, of
that
course.
matters, right?
No, definitely. I can't even imagine going through the diagnosis and surgery in such a short time span.
Yeah,
Okay,
I
got
had
it.
surgery, antibiotics. Then got on the. They had to put me on the painkillers. Luckily, was able to get off those, but and the hormone medicine, and it was just a lot.
Wow. Okay, so they also put you on medicines as well. Got it. Do you
Yeah.
remember going back to your diagnosis, what your diagnosing doctor's name was?
It was Ruth Haskins.
Ruth, and what was the last name?
Haskins, Haskins.
Ruth Haskins. Okay, that was your diagnosing
Yeah.
doctor. And what hospital
Yeah.
is your doctor located at?
Mercy in Folsom,
Okay, Mercy.
California.
Got it.
Hospital in Folsom, yeah.
Okay, give me one second here. I'm getting the address up of that hospital. Mercy, and can
I
you
can give
spell
it to you.
the. Yeah, please do.
I have my information right here. It's 1650 Creekside Drive. I have my medical stuff in front of me.
Got it, in Folsom, California.
And then the zip code is 95630.
95630.
Did
Got
you
it.
want her phone number?
Yes, if you
Yeah,
do
I have
have
her
it.
phone number too, if you wanted it.
Please.
It's 916-817-2649.
2649. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the hair relaxer that you were using, was it your doctor who brought it to your attention that it could be linked to your diagnosis?
I yeah, she is the one who told me that. So after they started to do all the tests, and when the test came back, she told me that there was talcum in my biopsy. And then they did multiple tests on me. It was, they did a blood test. They did an ultrasound on my it was a transvaginal ultrasound. And I remember they did the biopsy. They did a urine test.
I see. Okay, so they did link it through a biopsy, basically. And the hair relaxer that you were using, do you remember what brand that was?
It was L'Oreal. I had used the same one for years and years and years.
I see. So you stuck to the same brand. And would you use that brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, yeah. I was using it once a month.
Once a month. Okay. So about 12 times a year then.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, what is your date of birth?
12/26/1990.
Okay. And this next question is a bit random, but were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No.
Okay. Glad to hear. Now, when it comes to friends, family, or loved ones, did you have any that did use these same hair relaxers that you did and were injured?
No. Well, I don't, my mom's the one who showed me it, but I don't. But she also passed away way earlier than she should have, so we'll never know.
Oh,
but from, you know, it's a tragic accident, but yeah, so she's the only one that I would have known that showed me and used it.
Just the brand in general and such. I see. My condolences for your loss. Okay. And have you always lived in California?
I have.
Okay, so California was the first state that you ever used hair relaxer in?
Yeah.
Okay. What year do you think that was, your first treatment?
With the hair relaxer?
Yes.
You mean, probably I would say about 2000. Let me think back in my head here.
No problem.
I probably was just barely, I wasn't even 18 yet. So when I was about 15, so I would say like 2000, what would that be, 2006?
In 2006? Okay, got it. You were 15 at your first time. Would you do it yourself or would you go to a salon?
No, I would do it myself.
You do it yourself. Okay, got it. And when was the last time you ever used it? What year?
2024.
In 2024. And was that because of the diagnosis or was it because of side effects?
The side effects. With all these different things that were coming out, it scared me.
Right.
You know what I mean? That all these chemicals in your body and everything. So,
yeah.
And then right after that, I was diagnosed.
Got it. Okay. And you said you would use them once a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Give me one second here. So it seems like you use the hair relaxers for about, let me make sure I have this correct, 18 years straight. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And you would do it yourself from home. You never went to a salon regarding it. Now, I know you most likely don't have any, but do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No. I never thought to keep something like that.
Yeah, it's not necessary at all. But the brand for L'Oreal, was that Dark and Lovely?
Yeah.
It was. Okay. And L'Oreal products in general. Okay. Now, did your...
Right, because I used their hair dye and everything.
Right. Okay. You used other box dyes and such from him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the brand I stuck to.
Got it. And your cancer diagnosis, did this happen 2 or more years after using the product regularly?
No, it happened. Well, I stopped using it in 2024 and my diagnosis was in 2024.
Right. But you started way earlier than that. You had at least 2 or more full years of usage before that diagnosis.
Oh, I thought you said had I stopped using it before my 2 years before my diagnosis.
Sorry, I know it's an odd question.
No, I have not.
Okay, got it.
No, yeah, no.
And did you ever have any periods where you stopped using hair relaxers?
No, not
Other than
really.
2024.
Because my hair became so frizzy and and messed up that I have really kinky hair.
I see.
So
Okay, and you're in a routine of your
it might get
usage and
a problem.
such. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
right.
Got it. Now, you said that you had surgery 2 days after your diagnosis on the 28th of April, correct?
Yeah, that's when treatment began, yeah.
Okay, got it. And was that
He wanted to
surgery
get right to
partial or was it a full?
it was an open surgery and it was a partial hysterectomy is what it
Was
was.
a partial hysterectomy. Okay. Of what
Yeah.
side?
The left.
The left side. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And that was followed by chemotherapy?
It was followed just by hormone treatments.
By hormone treatment. Okay, got it. Okay,
They
that's
took
better.
the entire infected part of my ovary out, and so
Okay.
yeah.
Got it. And your treating doctor, was this the same doctor that diagnosed you?
No, the doctor who did the surgery, you mean? Or did the doctor that treated me and did that diagnosis was the same, but the doctor who did the surgery, I don't have their name. I don't remember it
That's okay.
right off the top of my head. I could get it though. It's in my medical records, which I
Right.
don't have right in front of me, but I could get.
But Ruth Haskins basically helped you through treatment after your surgery and such, and when it came to any type of medical
Yeah.
regimen.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and did you ever move hospitals or did you stay at Folsom
No, I
Mercy
stay at
Hospital?
Folsom.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, now on to questions about yourself. For HIPAA compliance purposes only, what is your gender?
Female.
Female. And what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay, got it. And
I
your
mean, I've been
first
with the
name?
same person for a lot of years, but
I see.
Andrea.
Okay. Andrea, and that's Andria. And your last name,
No, REA.
Reay.
Andrea.
Okay, sorry about that. Andrea, and last name, Achterberg, which is Achterberg.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Where does that last name originate from?
I think it's German. I'm not sure though.
Yeah, that was my first guess. That was my first guess. Okay.
Yeah.
German last name. And Andrea, do you have a middle name?
Rose.
Rose? Okay, so just like the flower.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your social?
6235230007.
3007. Okay, so I have 6235230007.
Yes.
Okay, and do you currently have health insurance?
Medi-Cal.
You do have Medi-Cal. Okay, got it. Now, for your primary contact information, what is the best email that you can be reached at?
It's my name, Andrea, period, Achterberg at iCloud.
At iCloud. Got it. Okay,
Yeah.
at iCloud.com. And your primary phone number is that 530-903-6326?
Yes.
Okay, is this your mobile?
Yes.
Got it. And how would you prefer to be contacted regarding the claim? Through emails, text messages, phone calls?
Probably email.
Yeah, so you can keep it a bit more organized. Okay. And do you typically work in the mornings, afternoons? Is there a better time of day for you?
Probably the evening, yeah, because I work during the day.
Evenings. Okay, got it. And your current address?
103 Lone Star Court in Diamond Springs, 95619.
And Diamond Springs. Okay, the zip code's 95619.
Yeah.
And what was the last number?
Nine.
95619.
Nine.
Got it. Okay. Now, is this a house?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, When it comes to your medical records, do you hold on to those yourself, or did you leave them all with the hospital?
No, the hospital has them.
The hospital does. Okay. And you would be able to obtain these if you tried?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. If you were to, do you have access to a computer or just mail in general?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And that would be just if you could provide them electronically or by mail. Of course, if you do
Yeah.
give the law firm permission, they can pull those medical records for you, whatever is most comfortable for you, of course. But my final question for you is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So that's in case the law firm cannot contact you, and there's someone that you trust regarding your case.
No, not right now.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and mark that off here. Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, got it. So that was the final question I did have for you. That was the entire form. Now, in regards to the information you will be receiving, I'm going to send these documents out to you. That'll be in both of your email and your text messages. So you should receive them now.
Okay.
And these documents are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign these, the attorney will
Okay.
be able to act on your claim. That being said,
Okay.
they should be sent over now. Let me know if they sent over to you.
Okay, I got them.
Okay,
Okay,
perfect.
I got it.
And so you can put me on speaker
Okay.
here. Go ahead and open those up. They're going to let you continue and
Okay.
accept to consent to text messages. Afterwards, you can review the documents.
Yes.
There's going to be a yellow box where you can put your
Okay.
signature as well as initials.
Okay.
And let me know when you send that through. I'll review it
So it's
afterwards.
loading.
No problem.
Okay. Okay. Continue. Please sign. Okay, so I agree. Continue. So okay, so start and then I do that. Okay. Adopt and sign. Okay. Sign. Sign. Initial. Okay. Did I get it wrong? Oh, okay. Finish.
Correct. And after you hit that, let me know when you do. I should receive them on my end.
Okay.
And they were just sent through. Yes. So let me double check and review this, make sure
Okay.
everything looks correct. But as far as the next step, you're going to be waiting on a call from the attorney within the next couple of days here. They're going to verify all of the information that we went over, but this will be the longest phone call regarding this that you will have. The attorneys should just have a 5 to 10 minute conversation with you regarding what you're going to expect with the claim. Until then, I'll go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line. So if you have any questions or if you want to reach out for any reason, you can give me a call or
Okay.
text, okay?
Okay.
And my name is Brandon Sharp, by the way,
All
so
right.
you'll be receiving that text from Brandon Sharp.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Hopefully, I
Okay,
can
thank
make
you
the
so much.
process easy
And
for
I have
you.
copies of those.
Correct, yes, and they should be in your email
And
as well
I'll
as your
get copies of
text.
that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
Okay,
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. I hope you have a good rest of your
Okay,
new
thank you so
year.
much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.